Yeah.
John, can we start with your goaltender? I heard you gave Matt Tompkins the puck after his first NHL victory.
Yeah, what a thrill. If you were going to draw it up, I'm not sure you could draw it up any better than getting to play in the Bell Center against the Montreal Canadiens. That's your first NHL win. And, the guys were thrilled for him. Yeah, it's too bad at the end we gave up that late one, but he's just grown. We've been watching this kid grow at 29 years old in the net, and it was just great to be a part of that.
John, was this game won last night after taking the lead, seeing Toronto come back, and he came in with maybe a different spirit than if you would have had a very easy game last night?
I think there was a little determination to our game. There was desperation to our game. The guys, we're in our meal room today, and I think from breakfast to lunch, we must have watched the highlights of the game on the big screen 30 times. So it was etched in the boys' heads what happened last night. We didn't need to show any of it. You talk about responses, and there's many of them during an 82-game year, but this was certainly one. And that first period, obviously a big one for us. Yeah, it's you're going to idolize some goalies in this league, and the ones that played here are pretty special. And he's such a grounded kid, and the fact that he's kept his dream alive all these years should be an inspiration for a lot of people, a lot of kids growing up, to see his dream come true. And I truly believe it probably meant to be the way it played out for him to get to play in the hallowed ground of Montreal. I mean, this is it's no better place to come in as a visiting team and play here, and to have that under your belt that nobody can ever take away from you. It's pretty cool.
So you've probably thought a lot about this part of the season, but to see Nick Baldwin first power play, he's never been really a power play guy. But as he's shown you thus far, playing on that team.
Well, that he wants to stay on it. He's been fantastic. He's a big body, but I think he's always had underrated stick skills. I don't think people have given him enough credit. How he can handle the puck, but he really helps us get in on the breakout. That was, something Alex Korn could do really well, was help us get in the zone, and Paulie's just picked up right where he left off. But he's got great instincts down there. Like I said, when he gets to that front, that's a big guy you have to look around. So he's been a big part of why the power play is still humming the way it is.
Can I ask you on Alex Baggin today?
Yeah.
You play him from the top line to the fourth line, and it seems like he's responding in any kind of ways that you're asking him to respond.
Well, that's the thing. There's countless stories of players that have been goal scorers and point getters their whole career, but they're not necessarily translate when you get to the NHL, because now you're playing with the best of the best, and you have to refine your game. And to be able to make this league is one thing. To be able to stay in the league is a whole different animal. And for him, it's not just about putting the puck in the net or sending somebody up. You got to be able to be responsible, because there are going to be times you're on the ice against some really good players, and if you can't show you can play defense, it's hard to stay in this league. And so, BB's shown, in this early part of the season, that we can put him out in different situations. And so, it's obviously why he's still with us, and good for him.
Good. The biggest difference the other times that he was with you before leaving and coming back?
I think it's different. Nikita Kucherov comes up and he never goes back. Braden Point, those guys are special players. BB is how the whole process works. I go down right back to Yanni Gord. Yanni Gord came up, played a little bit, went back down. Came up, played a little bit, went back down. Came up, never left. And, you know, you hope that's the trajectory that Phoebe takes. And so, you know, coming to this league, some of it is just eye openings, and then a lot of it's experience. And then getting used to the speed of the league. And once you figure that out, now let's see if you can keep playing. And that's, Yanni's like the poster child for that. And hopefully Phoebe can follow in his footsteps.
Sorry, guys, good to go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.